someone who's turning, and you will come around.
That is the great, much-missed Canadian band Weeping Tile there from EP with Don't Let It Bring You Down. And that Weeping Tile, of course, featured Sarah Harmer, who's celebrating a birthday today. And that song was written by good old Uncle Neil Young, who's also having a birthday today. So we'll play a little bit of something from both those cats. And we'll start it off with a few things from Sarah Harmer. Now, she's not only a great songwriter and has great records of her own, but she pretty much appears, eventually she will appear on a record by everyone. I think it's a Canadian, it's a CanCon regulation that at some point in your career, you either have to have O Susanna or Sarah Harmer, preferably both, on one of your records. And lots of people are taking advantage of that already, and lots more will. So we'll play a few appearances by Sarah Harmer, and but first we'll kick it off with one of her own. This one actually originally came from that same Weeping Tile EP, but it later became her first big solo hit, and this is a little bit different live version of it there. This is a Basement Apartment from Sarah Harmer. Happy birthday, Sarah.
The street ends in a basement apartment with one of your friends, and the tap drips all night, water torture in the sink. The furnace is burning, but it's still cold, I think. I can smell the bleach they in the hall, but it can't clean the dirt off of me. It's seeping under the door and across the floor, starting to hurt every time I breathe, every time I try to leave, every time the toaster sticks and the empties are piled. I haven't been up the stairs in a while now. I gotta wash the sheets on my bed. I gotta wash those things that go unsaid. God, I wish we'd leave it at this. There's nothing like watching TV all night underground. And no one is watching me slide below street level, barely alive. In a basement apartment, just like our friends, we always said that we were different, but you know now that we weren't, 'cause there's holes in all the bottles and my lungs hurt every time I breathe, every time I try. Thank you.
Cheaters. Life's much sweeter as a vegetable eater. Well, did you notice what we've lost? We adopt at such a cost. The suffering here, the violence there. Well, do you find it hard to care? What for love of money? Although it's just a fucking lie. The gay bashers, the woman smashers. Does self-hate motivate your average urban fascist?
get self-righteous.
Tonight I'll just say what I think, but I hope you like us. Read on and weep, read on and weep.
Freaking leaders, the dirty cheaters.
Life's much sweeter as a vegetable eater. No, I'll never
little while in my arms. Though I'll be gone for a while, I won't be gone long. Despite all the joy to me you bring, well, my mind still worries that a love so bright could be my doom. So only speak of just one thing, and you'll promise to me that you wait for me, 'cause I'll be home soon. Yeah, you wait for me, 'cause I'm coming home soon.
Can you give me the note for a second?
Sarah came thinking she was going to sing backup to 5 Days in May. And then when she was told she had to sing the lead, you know, some people would sort of, well, I need an hour to learn it. She needed 2 minutes. And within, you know, a couple of takes, she had it. And listening to somebody like that, whose voice you count on for a certain amount of emotion, sing your own lyrics, I thought, man, she brought a lot more out of that song than I did. She brought a lot of the sadness of the song, and so that was beautiful.
They met in a hurricane, standing in the shelter out of the rain. She tucked a note into his hand, and later on they took his car, drove on down where the beaches are. He wrote her name in the sand, never even let go of it. Somehow they stay that way for those 5 days in May. Made all the stars around them shine. Funny how you can look in vain, living on earth in such sweet pain. Loneliness that cuts so fine, to find the face you've seen a thousand times. Sometimes the world begins to set you up on your feet again. Thank you. it's hard to tell why they stood and others fell. Spend your life working it out. All I know is one cloudy day, they both just ran away. Rain on the windshield, headed south. Oh, she loved the lines around his mouth. Sometimes the world begins to set you up on your feet again. Oh, it wipes the tears from your eyes.
Oh. whisper, drip like honey from your
How nice is that? Uh-huh. That's brand new from a guy named Loomer. Songs of the Wild West Island. A great record, actually. I'm really liking it. Only Lovers there featuring Sarah Harmer on that track. We'll have to play some more Loomer in the weeks to come because that is a pretty good record. Carolyn Mark, Sarah Harmer, and Dottie Cormier. We'll send that out to T-Bar, who's a big Dottie Cormier fan. Leaning on the Everlasting Arms there. Before that, we heard Sarah Harmer and Blue Rodeo singing 5 Days in May. We heard Sarah Harmer doing a great cover of Oh Susanna's Home Soon, the Cherry Song. And a friend of mine saw that song on a big TV show the other day. What TV show was it? It was some sappy chick show. So I wasn't watching, I assure you. It was a friend of mine who was watching it and heard it. I think it was on What About Brian from the Sweetheart 2005. And also, I think on the same show, we heard Kathleen Edwards doing a Face in the Crowd from the same disc. I wonder if Starbucks is going to do another one of these compilations ever. They did two in a row, and they were amazing. These Sweetheart things. I'll phone up Starbucks, the headquarters, and find out for you. Rio Statics before that. Loving Arms, they're back again this week. See that? Yeah, they slip in here. Sarah Harmer there singing that one from The Story of Harmelodia. Luther Wright and the Wrongs with a weird little tune called Life's Much Sweeter as a Vegetable Eater. Of course, Luther Wright and the Wrongs used to be part of Weeping Tile with Sarah Harmer. We heard Sarah Harmer and a band that you'll probably never hear on the show any other time, The Tragically Hip with Silver Road, and Sarah Harmer with a version of Basement Apartment there. Happy birthday to Sarah Harmer. It is her birthday today, and it is also the birthday of the patron saint of Canadian music, of music everywhere, in fact. Forget Burton Cummings and Randy Bachman. Those two old hacks have done absolutely nothing in the past 30 years or so. But this guy, he's still going out there. He's still churning them out. He's still relevant, still interesting, still exciting. He's one of the greatest songwriters of all time. And his name is Neil Young, and it's his birthday today.
When I get big, I'm going to get an electric guitar. When I get real big. Thank you.
This is the story of Johnny Rotten. It's better to burn out than it is to rust. The king is gone, but he's not forgotten.
That's my problem.
Dreaming man.
I can't tell when I'm not being real. In the meadow dusk, I park my Aerostar.
Dreaming man.
With a loaded gun and sweet dreams of you. I'll always be a dreaming man. I don't have to understand. I know it's all right. See your curves and I feel your vibration. Dressed in black and white, you're lost in the mall. I watch you disappear past Club Med vacation.
Dreaming
another sleepless night, a sun that won't fall. I'll always be a dreaming man. I don't have to understand. I know it's all right. Now the night is gone, a new day is dawning. In our homeless dreams, go back to the stream. Another time or place, another civilization.
Dreaming
that really make this life feel so complete. I'll always be a dreaming man. I don't have to understand. I know it's all right.
Alan Jennings, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
Go home!
On 101.5 UMFM.
Thank you.
The Be Good Tanya's there from their great new record, Hello Love, and it is a great new record with the cover of Neil Young's For the Turnstiles. And if you like that, you'll probably want to tune into the show next week. Maybe, I don't know if I'll do it next week, but the week after, perhaps. We will kick off our season of giving promotion here on UMFM, where all the month of December we give stuff away and you bring down stuff for Winnipeg Harvest when you pick it up. And we will have copies of that CD and tickets to their show December the 6th at the Garrick Center, the venue, whatever the hell it's called now. It's going to be a great show. So that's December the 6th. And like I say, we'll give away a few of those CDs, maybe even next week here on the show. So stay tuned. What else did we hear in there? We heard a bunch of Neil Young songs. It's Uncle Neil's birthday. We heard Emmylou Harris doing Wrecking Ball there from that great record. The Waylon Jennies with a great cover of Old Man from 40 Days. Nico Case. Oh, I love that. Every chance I get, I listen to that song. Man, that's gorgeous. That's from her EP called Canadian Amp, a great collection of Canadian songwriters' covers there. And we kicked it all off with Uncle Neil himself, My My Hey Hey, Out of the Blue from Live Rust. And it is Neil's 61st birthday, I believe, today. So happy birthday there, old fella. Keep on chugging along. Anyways, we're almost out of here. Be back next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., telling the band to go home. And then on Thursday, Steel Belted for Your Range Radio, 6:30 to 8 o'clock with KK and T-Bar. Check out the website, tellthebandtogohome.com, for previous shows and info and all kinds of other things. I'm going to squeeze in one more by request from a lady who's going to be part of that great show, November the 23rd, West End Cultural Center, the Grand Caribou Opry. Be there, I'm telling you. Barney Bentall, Ridley Bent, Dustin Bentall, Leroy Stagger. Man, it's going to be good. And the best part, I was talking again to the promoter, Ian. You can sponsor a song. Like, you know, if you know somebody who owns a business, or you just want to pony up a bunch of cash, or you want to split it with me, because I don't know if I can afford the whole thing, but I really want to do it. But if you pony up some cash, we can get you. We can hook you up with tickets, CDs. We can do anything. We're bending over backwards to sell these things. They've already sold a whole bunch of them to some generous businesses. But if you want to sponsor a song, It's a great way to help out Winnipeg Harvest, and it's a great way to stroke your ego, which is why I really want to do it. You can always drop me an email and find out the details, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com, or tune in and call me during the show, and we'll hook you up with the details. Anyways, I want to leave you with one more. This lady's playing that show as well. This is for Marnie, who's actually going to be at this show, which is good, and you better come up and say hi. That's all I got to say. Anyways, this is Rami Mays from her great album, Sweet Something Steady. Thanks for being here. Oh, let's, there we go.
I sold the house last Tuesday. I went to brother's house for beer.